From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. President Obama's scheduled visit to the Everglades tomorrow is ostensibly to discuss the threat of climate change. But at least for a day, the visit shines a spotlight on Florida's scenic national parks and the need to protect them. Here's reporter Diego Saldana Rojas.
See the water?
Kenny Arthur Clark and I are taking a boat tour in the waters of Biscayne National Park. The 17-year-old Miami Edison Senior High student began talking about his future and the parks.
So when I grow up and I have a kid, and they asked me to go to Biscayne National Park, I don't want to have to tell them, oh, the park was destroyed by people who decided to pollute and people who didn't care about the environment.
And there is reason to be concerned for Biscayne Bay. John Adornato is regional director for the National Park Conservation Association.
There's been a significant loss of fish in Biscayne National Park. Fish size has dropped, species diversity, and overall number.
It's environmental concerns like these that has Adornato and his colleagues out at the park to promote the Find Your Voice campaign, aimed at creating new advocates for national parks who will
tell their elected officials, tell the National Park Service how these places need to be protected.
I'm Diego Saldana Rojas in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMatte.